Welcome to the Head Trash Show. My name is Alexia Leachman and I'm the founder of Head Trash, home to the new and unique Head Trash Clearance Method that removes unwanted negative thoughts, feelings and emotions quickly and effectively so that you can achieve clarity, confidence and contentment in your life. My goal with this podcast is to teach you how to create some headspace by helping you to unpick what's blocking you and sharing some tips and how-tos for clearing it. Tune in every week as I share simple strategies to help you to achieve confidence and clarity in your life and business. To find out how to clear your head trash quickly and effectively using our unique method, pop over to headtrash.com to get our free download and subscribe for our free head trash clearance updates. And now for the show. Hello and welcome back to the Head Trash Show. This is me, your host, Alexia Leachman. Thank you so much for joining me today. Now, what I want to do on today's show is help you to get rid of that stuff that's standing between you and your dreams. And I know this sounds like a bit of a lofty kind of thing to have a stab at, but I was totally inspired by chatting to somebody this week in the course of doing my work who was basically saying, oh, I'd love to do this. I'd love to go to Paris and I'd love to spend more time in France and I'd love to speak French and all these things because she learned that I was half French. And I was like, well, why don't you? And then so came forth a huge pile of excuses. And I thought, you know what? This is ridiculous. This is something that she really, really wants to do. And yes, I'm talking about you, Lucy. Then why doesn't she do it? And I, for a minute, I thought, wow, this must happen to so many people. They have these burning desires, these passions of things that they really want to do with their lives. And yet they're not because there are these excuses that just keep popping up, these fears, these worries, these concerns that are stopping them from taking action and moving forward. And so what I want to do on today's show is help you to just get those things out the way, squash them down and walk all over them and get on with doing the stuff that's going to put a fire in your belly and make you smile from here to kingdom come. So if you're up for listening to a bit of that, then that is what I'm going to talk about on today's show. But before I go on to that, I just want to cover off a few little updates in terms of things that I'm getting on with behind the scenes just for you guys. I'm pretty busy right now. As I mentioned on last week's show, was it the week before, that I'm pregnant. So I am kind of busy creating in that sense. However, it reminded me that when I was pregnant my first time round and I banished all my fears using the technique that I share with you here on Head Trash, that I developed a whole pregnancy program to help women through their pregnancy. And it includes loads of audios. So one for your first trimester, one for your second trimester and your third trimester, and to help you prepare for birth so you can get rid of all your fears, which can help you get closer to having a natural birth, which is much better for you and baby. And for some reason, all those programs that I developed, just sitting there on my hard drive, not doing anything. And now I'm pregnant again. I thought, hey, come on, Lex, get these back out there. Let other people benefit from using them as well and have the kind of blissful birth that maybe they dream of too. So I'm going to be putting those in the shop very soon. In fact, I'm relaunching the whole of my shop. So my shop just look a little bit tired right now. The products are a little bit tired. I'm not going to say more than that, but I am giving them a bit of a refresh. There's a lot of new stuff coming through, as well as the pregnancy collection. There's some other stuff as well. Online training is on its way too, for those of you that want to learn reflective repatterning online and can't make it to a course. So there's lots of really good stuff coming out for you very soon. So watch this space. Anyhow, back to today's show. Okay, so today I want to help you to get rid of that crap that stands between you and your dreams. So what is it? Ask yourself, what is it that you really, really want to do? What is it you've always wanted to do? Is it go traveling? Is it learn to play the drums? Is it take a year off? What is it, the thing that you really want to do with your life that you are not doing for whatever reason that is? And, you know, have a good think about that. You know, maybe you've got an itch that you want to scratch, that you really want to get. Maybe you want to go and learn how to tango in Argentina for 3 months. Maybe you want to learn how to surf. You know, maybe the stuff that you just would like to do, get in a Cadillac and cross the US. That's certainly something that us in the UK often talk about doing, or hiring an Alfa Romeo and doing the coast of Italy. That's one of my burning dreams. You know, what is it that you really want to do and why are you not doing it? But think about this. How long have you wanted to do this? And this can be an interesting perspective to take, because often we carry these dreams that we want to do things And then that's all they are. They just stay as dreams. And then we get to an age where it's like, well, I can't really do it now because I have kids, I have a mortgage, I have a house, I have a job, I have, you know, all these things that, again, are great excuses to keep us tied down. And so, you know, sometimes these are dreams that we've had for 10, 15, 20, even more years than that. And then it becomes really very unlikely that we are going to do them because we have all this other life stuff going on that makes it incredibly difficult for us to do these things. And then all you are left with are regrets. You know, then you just look back and say how you wish had done something. You wish you had done it. And there is nothing more painful than a regret. Much better to go out and do it, even if you mess it up big style, even if you end up having to come home halfway through because you've run out of money, because you were rubbish at whatever you wanted to do. Whatever it is, it's better to do that than never to have done it and tried. So think about how long you might have wanted these dreams and how long you have allowed them to just stay as dreams, as opposed to being enriching life experiences. You know, maybe you could have done this stuff by now. And if you had, where would your life be? Who would you be now had you done that? Think about that. These are really important questions to ask yourself, because your passions and your desires are what make you you. If you're in some mundane job, just taking in the salary month by month, that is not a life. Unless, of course, you love it to bits and you are completely fired up every Monday morning when you go to work. But if you're not, then look in the mirror and ask yourself some serious questions and have a word with yourself. So my challenge to you is this. First of all, take some time and identify your thing. You might not need time because it's always there in your mind and you want to do it. Maybe you can identify it in a millisecond. So whatever it is, write that thing down right now. Write it down. And now imagine that I'm bullying you to go and do it. Now what kind of excuses are you going to start throwing at me? Write down all your excuses, all the reasons. Maybe you're going to be calling them rational, sensible reasons. That's how you're going to rationalize this. You're going to say, well, no, these are, I can't go because of these facts that are currently affecting my life. I don't have the money. Maybe I don't have the time. I might fail. I might hate it. What if I don't like it? And then I realize that my dream is something I don't actually want to do anyway. You know, then suddenly I'm destroying my dream and I don't want to be the one to do that. Rather, I would rather keep it all wrapped up in a little paper bow than actually be the one that destroys it. You know, or maybe if it is you want to learn how to play the drums, then you might be absolutely utterly rubbish at it, or you might be a really bad tango dancer. So what? It's okay being a rubbish tango dancer. Or maybe you can't afford it. These are all things that we think are hard facts sometimes, and they're not always. There's always a way to make something work. You know, some people have got the dream of owning an Aston Martin. Well, you don't need to have 120 grand in the bank to drive an Aston Martin. You could lease one for 6 months. Yes, it would cost you a lot of money, but it wouldn't cost you 120 grand. So there are always ways for you to tap into your dreams, tap into the experience that mean that you don't have to miss out, that you can really enrich your life by doing this stuff. Now, I'm not going to just sit here and just give you all this motivating hype. What I want to help you to do is neutralize some of these excuses and take the power out of them. Because by neutralizing them, you are more likely to be able to just walk all over them, basically, and not take them as being the blocks that they currently are. So that is why I want to challenge you to first identify what your thing is that you want to do, and then scribble down all those excuses that you've come up with that are standing between you and your thing. And then when you have your list, what I want you to do with your list is apply it to our 5-step process and take each one in turn and basically stick it in our mantras. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about, go to our homepage at headtrash.co.uk and download the 5-step process to clearing head trash. And within that 5-step process, you will need to insert your head trash into 10 mantras. Again, if you want more information on any of this, please refer to earlier podcasts, get the download, and you will know exactly what I'm on about. For the time being, just stick with me on this one, because this can really help you. So take each of your excuses. I'm going to call them excuses because that is what they are. Let's be honest with ourselves now. Take your excuses and put them through the 10 steps in turn. And then do the opposite of each excuse. So for example, if your excuse is, I might be rubbish at it, or being rubbish at something, that's your excuse, then the opposite of being rubbish is being awesome, being amazing, being outrageously brilliant, whatever the opposite is, okay? Put those through the mantras and then you will see how you feel about those excuses. And I will bet you that suddenly your excuses will just start to dissolve. They'll start to lose the power they have over you. And an interesting thing might happen at this point. You might find that, hey, now you're up for doing it. There's nothing standing in your way and you go off and do it. My God, how amazing would that be if you actually went off and did your dream? I want to hear about it if this is your plan. Another thing might happen. You might realize that actually my dream has changed. I want something different. And that's okay too, because sometimes we have these ideas of dreams and these goals or these things we want with our lives. And then suddenly when they become actually very, very real and very possible, we start thinking that actually maybe there's something else that we might want. There's something else that we'd like to focus on instead. And that is okay. Changing your dream is fine. The most important thing is to keep moving forward. So that is what I want you to do. I want you to identify your thing, write all your excuses down and banish them all, neutralize them all one by one and their opposites. And then I want you to see what happens. If you end up doing your dream, come and tell me, let me know. I want to hear all about it. I want a postcard if it involves traveling. And if your dream has changed, let me know too. I'd be really interested in how you get on with this exercise because I really, really believe that this could be something that can really help you. So that is today's show, helping you to banish the fears and all the crappy excuses that are standing between you and your dreams. So that is what I'm leaving you with this week. I hope you find this useful. I hope you go out and do it and don't set yourself another excuse that maybe you can do it next week and then it'll never happen. This is you sabotaging on a massive scale if you keep putting this kind of stuff off. So that's my little gift for you this week. Let me know how you get on. You know where I can be, where you can find me. I'm at hello@headtrash.co.uk. Email me. I email back to everybody. So I am absolutely delighted to get an email from anybody. So please let me know how you're getting on. If you have any questions at all about using our 5-step process, just send me an email and I'll do everything I can to help you. Until next time, bye for now. You've just been listening to Alexia Leachman here on the Head Trash Show. If you enjoyed the show, I'd really appreciate you leaving a review here on iTunes. And don't forget to pop over to headtrash.com to get your copy of our free 5 Steps to Clearing Head Trash guide. Now stay tuned for upcoming episodes and more tips and how-tos for clearing your head trash and reclaiming your headspace. Until next time, bye for now.